And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful British Columbia is here to talk about her fantastic resort and all that she offers. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, 97.3 The Fan, and YouTube and Facebook Live.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer. Or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're coming to you live on 97.3 The Fan, and we're excited for another great show.
Yeah, for sure, and great to have our friend Valerie Hoperich here. Good morning, Valerie.
Year.
Yeah,
happy I'm excited New Year to be part of the first group for the new year.
Yeah, no, it's pretty exciting to have you here and start the new year right with such a beautiful lady in our studio here. And as if you're watching YouTube and Facebook Live, you can see what a gorgeous young lady she is. And
I like the word young.
And an owner of a fishing lodge in Canada, of all things, right, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you believe that?
I'm excited to talk about the true bucket list place that is, you know, Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome there. It's we'll have to get you up there.
Well, I would love
yeah.
to go.
Yeah, please.
Don't let me
at a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Corey's hooked. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We know that. We know Corey's hooked. Yeah. So tell us what's new at Queen Charlotte.
We are already gearing up for 2025. We will lines in the water less than 5 months. It sounds like a long time.
Yeah.
It's not. There's a lot of preparation to get ready, and I've already ordered bait. Herring, very important to get the big 9-inch purple herring that we love to use.
Oh, yeah.
Our salmon fishing, of course, and our halibut fishing. And menus, staff, lodge, you know, painting, everything, deck, all those kinds of things already started.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Takes time.
Yeah, like, for sure. What's the weather like there this time of the year in January? I mean, it was...
Let me tell you. Yeah. I got my weather. I'll tell you.
Quite a bit different than San Diego, California.
Not really.
No?
No.
Well,
it's
because
41
of the ocean.
Fahrenheit.
Oh, is that
right
it?
Now? Yeah, and no rain. It looks like a little bit cloudy, 41.
That's not bad. Well, does it snow at all there?
Some hasn't snowed yet. They were hoping for a little bit of a white Christmas because last year there was some snow, but it doesn't stay.
Yeah.
Like the top mountains, maybe 5,000 feet, you know, they'll get some snow out, you know, that past the channel that you go through to go out to the West Coast. You see the mountaintops have a little bit of snow on them, but it's a lot like San Diego, I think, the weather.
Well, it's moderated by the ocean temperatures,
yes.
Right? And so the ocean temperatures, like, it's still cold in the ocean, though.
It's still cold. I was chilly, like, last time. Like,
Well, it was 41 there.
Morning.
It was, what, 45 here? What was it in San Francisco?
It was 36 in
San Francisco. 36 in San Francisco, so it's warmer.
I would have to
trade.
And we don't get quite the views in Santee that we would at Queen Charlotte Safari.
No black bears walking around in
Santee. Yeah,
no beautiful
forests.
No black bears. So we do have the largest black bears in North America.
Is that right?
Oh, wow.
And do you see them often?
Yeah, like when you go through the channel, we really don't want them around the lodge.
Okay.
Do you ever see them around the lodge?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
If you leave food out, we don't do that.
No.
Okay.
No, because then you can't get rid of them.
And do you have any regular visitors that maybe got named?
No.
No?
A lot of deer. No. I look out the window a lot.
Lots of deer. Sick of blacktail.
Sick of blacktail sitting outside the window there.
Yeah. Some people's dogs are bigger than our deer.
Yeah, they're small.
They're really cute.
But the eagles are everywhere. The bald eagles.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, mm-hmm. they hang out because sometimes you guys feed them.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Not
supposed to, but
no,
it happens.
Technically, sometimes it happens a little bit.
I'm sure it's unintentional.
Unintentional. They're kind of our wake up call. You don't really have to set your alarm because the trees in the front. They like to go there and sing every morning. So I never set my alarm. Between smelling the food, the bacon comes right up to my loft where I live every morning, and then the eagle singing, it's like no alarm needed.
Yeah.
So
my wake-up call.
What's a trip like? Give us, for those who don't know what Queen Charlotte is, how do you get there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the story? What's the fishing like?
How much time do you have? I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Just in a nutshell, super easy, convenient, simple to get to, especially from the West Coast, you know, San Diego, L.A.,
Orange County. Two flights a day from San Diego to Vancouver, multiple flights a day from L.A. and Orange County.
And San Francisco.
Yeah. San Francisco, yeah.
Portland and, of course, Vegas, Phoenix, all of that are kind of Air Canada hubs. You don't have to necessarily fly Air Canada. I know a lot of people like Alaska, but Air Canada is direct and it's easy.
Yes.
And
with Alaska, you have to go through
Seattle
and then
Portland.
Take a little puddle jumper over.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you get up for 15 minutes and then you land.
Yeah.
That close from Seattle to Vancouver. But one thing we do that's very different from many places is that we include the airfare from Vancouver up to Haida Gwaii Islands.
And in the package price.
In the package price. Yeah. And I have a full travel concierge team. Like, we go over and above. I have Mackenzie and Carrie in my U.S. office working with the Maritime Travel in Langley, part of Vancouver.
Super good people.
And, like, we're hands-on. Like, whether it's hotel, booking flights all over the United States, Canada, and it's all in. And it's almost like you do have your own personal travel person, including myself, to make sure, we want to make sure you connect in time, you have... you're not running across the airport, and then they have a 24-hour concierge service in case you do have a missed flight or canceled flight to make sure and ensure that we get you where you need to be. So we go over and beyond when it comes to travel because
if
that's
you
part
have
of
to the spend
trip.
The night, they arrange that.
Yeah, and we get a great rate,
Fairmont
Hotel, Sheraton, Marriott, Radisson.
Several hotels.
Yeah.
And by the way, some of the best Chinese food you'll ever eat in your life.
Is that right?
It's a
right there
town.
Around the airport.
I've always heard that Vancouver is like a foodie hub of the world.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It is very, very metropolitan, very different varietals of food. But the Chinese-American food or Chinese seafood, amazing.
Yes.
And now, how long is the flight from Vancouver to the lodge?
Hour and 40 minutes gate to gate. I think you're in the air about hour and 20 minutes. It's very easy.
Yeah. And Sanspit Airport, it's a giant hub airport. Man.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God.
There's
you have no idea.
There's no way.
Yeah, you walk onto the tarmac. You walk into the thing, and it's about maybe as big as this office. Maybe a little bigger.
A little bigger.
Yeah, a little bigger. But, yeah, it's a small
airport. The flight, I would imagine, from Vancouver to the lodge has to be spectacular views.
When it's clear, it's
beautiful. And as you're coming into the island, all you've seen is greenery and water. It's beautiful. And when you get off the airplane, I go up in May, and I get off that plane, and I'm like, the air.
Oh.
And it's just stunning, beautiful, and the fresh air, and my skin goes into glowing mode. It's untouched. We talked about that last night.
Yeah.
Like why you love it so much.
Yeah.
It's a very,
very
untouched. But you have all the amenities of the lodge. You don't have to worry about, what to eat, where to eat. We take care of everything.
Yes.
Finish to end.
Yes. And
yes.
Food is fantastic. And the nice thing about it is that it's small. Mm-hmm. I mean, the lodge, 24 people, right?
24 guests.
Yeah. And,
doesn't seem like a lot. But
beautiful rooms. Each room has their own bathroom, mm-hmm. shower, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You've got a wet room for all the you cover. You don't have to bring anything but layers, right? You
correct.
Have everything.
We have everything.
Mm-hmm. Rain gear.
We
fishing
switched
gear.
Over to Helly Hansen rainwear.
Oh, nice stuff.
And
amazing.
It is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We have size extra small to 4X. All the way through. We have boots size 4 to size 16.
Wow. Yeah,
so,
big boys.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have everything. I mean, really, it's just layered clothes, and you even get your room made up every day. I travel a lot, and some hotels don't do that. So it's just important that that you get spoiled. This is your trip. And it's a bucket list for some people, and then we have some guests come every year. Very blessed for that, or every other year. But it's all about making the memories and an impression. And I mean, life is short, right?
Right.
I mean, it is. And
well, one of the things I'll say is that because of you, it's such a couples friendly place. It's not a dude's lodge. It can be a dude's lodge.
It can be.
Yeah, if you want to be a dude's lodge, it can be a dude's lodge.
Yeah.
But it is a wonderful place to bring your wife, your significant other, for women to travel to together themselves, whatever.
Yeah.
It's really an easy place to travel for people that are not hardcore fisher people.
We get everything from people that fish here out of Point Loma to, never have caught a salmon before, and but they fish down here. So we have different species of fish, and we fish differently. We fish different than Alaska. I mean, Alaska, like they anchor a lot of times. They'll anchor for halibut. We don't.
Right.
I mean, there's just and salmon. Salmon is our claim to fame. Just Chinook salmon for sure because of the run being transitory. And we have
a year-round run of Chinook.
Is that right?
Year-round.
They
have winter fish, but I mean,
okay.
What I'm saying is that they open in June and they close at the end of August, and there's really good runs of kings there the whole time.
Is that not unique for anywhere?
Very unique.
Yeah. Why is that, Valerie?
It's location, location, location. And because we're a transitory fishery, the fish are coming through and feeding all summer, all summer, all summer. It's about the bait, got to have, the bait, of course. We actually fish parallel to the continental shelf. Like, here's your continental shelf. Here's, we can fish north, south, all in between. And you have all the pinnacles. You got that Pacific current. And you got your herring, your needlefish. And so you have all that bait. And these salmon they could be fish from Canada, like Fraser River fish.
Uh-huh.
Or they could be Washington fish. Columbia River fish. I mean,
sure.
It's all summer.
So it's a variety of sizes as well.
Sizes,
yeah,
like you get 1-year fish, juvenile fish.
Yeah.
when you get up like 4, 5, 6, 7-year-old fish, those are big fish, and those are definitely headed to a river.
Yeah. Now, when you get out there on these pinnacles and these different pieces of structure, are you burdened by a large fleet? Is there a lot of boats around?
Nada. That's what we love it, untouched, unspoiled. There's two. There's myself and another and some day charters. I don't know if you see 20 boats. 20?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen 20 boats there.
But, I mean, sometimes you
but
get...
But I mean, you have how many? Six?
We run six.
Six. Mm-hmm. So if you see another 10 boats total, maybe, out of, except for the Queen Charlotte Safaris.
The wild difference between the fishery of Southern California and the beautiful thing you got going on.
Or going
up
to other places like Alaska. Alaska's only 60 miles away.
Sure.
Mind you, you're almost to the Alaska border when you're
the tip of Haida Gwaii to the tip of Alaska, close Ketchikan is, I think it's probably 80 miles.
Oh, 80 miles. Okay.
About 80 miles.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the line between the United States and Canada goes right between the two.
Mm. Yeah.
But we're in the mid part. We're in the mid part, and you land in Sandspit, and easy to get in and out, and we take care of everything, pick you up from the airport. We have a shuttle van, just like a hotel, our little QCS van. Holds
and it's such a long ride to the...
Yes.
I think it's
10
like,
minutes?
Yeah, well, you could almost walk fast.
Oh, is that right?
No, it's so cute.
Yeah,
it just reminds me of like a little Cape Cod town bit,
it's
you know?
Really small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the other thing, too, is that I'm sure you've heard from Corey, is the lingcod fishing.
So I've
off
heard
the charts.
I've heard that it's not hyperbole. It's probably the greatest lingcod fishing in the world for anybody who I've talked to that's gone there. They've said it's the best lingcod fishing they've ever experienced. I think it's just that factor alone is worth the trip. You know, it's an amazing fishery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the salmon, I mean, the quality,
the
bite.
The size of the salmon.
Not
uncommon to get a 30-pounder.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't have a 30-pounder yet.
Yeah, me either.
Okay.
I've got close up there.
Yeah.
But pretty much every trip, somebody's getting the pin for the 30-pounder.
Yeah, right? A tiny pin. But we have my opinion. I think your fish... all in the 20s are the best eating.
Yeah.
For food. I mean, you get four of those and
that's a
nice
lot of
fillets. That's a lot of fish.
So fish processing, always a big deal. People coming up to Alaska or Queen Charlotte Safaris or wherever, they want to take home fish. They want to take home halibut, lingcod, rockfish,
right?
And salmon. How does the fish processing work at Queen Charlotte Safaris?
So we use a certified processor. We say processor.
It is Canadian.
It is processing, not processing.
A.
So that is included. All your fish processing down to small portions. They take the bone out, and it's all vacuum packed, flash frozen, and your fish box and it's an insulated box, by the way, all included. And for lifts, we fish four to a boat, and let's say that the four of you, okay, let's talk cook up the four of you on the boat. They will divide it evenly, and we cover that charge because it's so much nicer to divide it evenly so you're not coming back to San Diego and coming to Pete's office and splitting all your fish up.
Yeah,
like,
I
it's
know.
Done, like, at the processor. So,
the processor charges extra for that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But we cover it. Like, that's part of
it. Oh, that's amazing.
So it's a boat. It's a group thing. When you say everybody agrees on the boat, you're going to share the fish.
Well,
the processor does all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so you have a daily work form. The fish is cut every night. So when it comes in, it's on ice. We have our own Queen Charlotte Safaris bin. It's T&M Seafood. Mm-hmm. And we have our own bin. So they're not getting mixed up with anyone else. And per boat, per bin, and it's tagged.
Okay.
Every fish is tagged a group number for your boat. So we will use Pete's license. Last five digits of his license, it's all tagged. Very well organized. Tom is amazing. He checks in with me every day. We have a conversation about everything caught. And then on turnover day, about 6 o'clock in the morning, I get, okay, this is how many boxes of fish. They're ready to go. Come get them.
Pretty
so,
cool.
Yeah, it works out really well.
No, it's a well-oiled machine.
Are you limited to a weight factor?
50 pounds.
50 pounds.
50 pound
which
boxes.
Is a tremendous amount of fillets to bring home.
No waste.
Yeah, sure.
Like, this is true like you go down there and it's all fillets and it's all packed and species identified.
Sometimes you catch more than 50 pounds. What happens then?
Well, last year, holy smokes, your crew.
Because I wasn't there, right?
Right. Yeah. No.
It was crazy.
Well, and that's because they got into some very nice, good-sized salmon.
Yeah.
And they got some, they got some nice everything.
Like silvers, chums, too, it's not just kings.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, we have silver run, chums, pinks.
But you can, at an extra cost, bring than 50 pounds.
Air Canada does not care. So we include the first checked, which your first box of fish, in addition, is included on the airplane. And then if you get into your second, third, then Air Canada has their charge.
Yeah.
And it's nice if you are on Air Canada and you go all the way from, let's say, Sandspit to San Diego, we can check your fish in Sandspit and you pick it up in San Diego. And I also want to let guests know that, or people know that, you clear customs in Vancouver. They have a customs office in the Vancouver airport. So when you get back to your home destination, you're done. There's no standing in line with your fish. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today, right, Brandon? A lot to talk about here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, and we should talk about that one lucky caller or texter today is going to win a full trip. Full day trip aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's
Liberty,
Landing.
They're getting ready to run.
Oh yeah, and they're as nice as a full day boat can get.
No doubt, bunks and the whole thing. Yeah, man, for sure. So if you want to get through, the lines are open right now. Jeff's standing by. 833-288-0973. That's 833-288-0973. That's the number to the fan. We'll be on the fan today for the full 2 hours, so you have time to call. Also, what about the text?
Or you could text us via the app. A lot of people are super into the app and listening to us on the app. You can listen to the current episodes and archived episodes. But also we're on Facebook Live and YouTube. We're a little bit everywhere.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're gonna take your phone calls, your texts. Talk more to Valerie. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. APCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. APCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on APCO.com.
Gamakatsu is not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including the new Gamakatsu fillet knives. Once you try one, you'll always want more. The new tools are also very special, including the Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades so they'll never rust. Check out the new lineup of shirts and hats, and of course, Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are amazing. Gamakatsu, much more than just the best hooks, get them at your local tackle shop or at gamakatsu.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, and of course on that YouTube, Facebook, and the Let's Talk Hookup app, we're there too. And nice to see a lot of people watching us on YouTube and Facebook. And of course listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is always fantastic. Thanks to George and all his hard work at Backbone Broadcast for helping us put all that together. You can see on the YouTube all this new equipment. Now you haven't seen all this stuff,
but that's
all for the stream and all for the new coordination.
Fancy.
We want to thank Jeff and the Fan Studio for monitoring us and answering our phone calls. So when you call that number at 833-288-0973, Jeff's the guy you're going to say. Say hi to Jeff, and he'll get you up and roll in there. And lots of good texts, too, coming through,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the phone lines are busy. The texts are flowing through. It's another great day here on Let's Talk Hookup. Should we go to a couple?
I do
have one here. Hey, Pete and Brandon and Valerie. I was wondering if Valerie could talk about some of the meals that are prepared at the lodge. That's from Jake in Point Loma.
Cool.
Oh, we're going to talk about food at 7
yeah.
in the morning.
Why not?
Food is awesome there.
Food is awesome. We as a team, you know, we have conversations about what should we serve. Like, I like to involve the team in making decisions. And I think it's really important that guests get to eat some of the indigenous food of what they're catching. So we'll do a halibut night. That's usually one of the most popular. So we'll do halibut, different kinds of sauces, not too saucy, but just really nice. So you can get that flavor of the fish. And then also we do a salmon night. And then this is the most requested night is crab night.
Oh, crab night. And you know who set the new world record champion eating crab?
Who did that?
Corey Sanders.
So crab night, and in addition to ling cod fish and chips. And the reason why we added the ling cod, because so many guests have never had ling cod, or they've had ling cod, I've been told it's different than the ling cod in California. I've never had. I'm a Californian too, BC and Californian, and I've never had ling cod here. So, ling cod
is a next level. It's a totally different flavor than the stuff you get.
And both are great, but they're next level coming from up there.
People love the ling cod, and then we also do a surf and turf, and a nice little farewell touch is your captains that you've been on the boat with. For the trip, join you for dinner for a farewell night.
Fun.
So we do a surf and turf.
And here's the thing, too. If you don't like what's on the menu,
we have a whole other menu for non-fish eating. Yeah. Or if you have dietary needs and you can't have fish or shellfish or prawns or whatever, we have all – chef has all different kinds of other things.
Yeah. Just pass your crab and your prawns over to me.
And we do a salad, like a salad. And the other – it might sound a little bit – I'll use the word corny. Like when we talk about our soup – but when you come in from fishing, having a hot cup of soup and fresh bread,
nothing better.
Before dinner, people like it. I go down to the van, pick everyone, and they're like, "What's the soup of the day?" And I'll say, "La la la," and they're like, "Oh my gosh!" I mean, that's the first thing they do. They're headed for the soup.
And then I might mention when you come back, full bar is available. And then also
wine and beers included with your package. Wines included. Yep. From Okanagan Valley, BC Wine.
Yeah.
And then we have a full bar spirits. And we do mocktails for non-drinkers. And we have non-alcoholic beer, and all sodas, refreshments. Fresca, very popular in Canada.
Is that right?
Yeah, Fresca.
That's interesting.
It's all furnished.
Super comfortable.
And what kind of crab are you serving?
Dungeness.
Oh, my.
And you catch it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, Dungeness.
You catch it?
Yes.
You take the nets out, you drop them on your way out to fishing, and you pick them up on the way back.
For me, that would be worth the trip alone. Yeah. I love Dungeness crab, and I've never caught one. You know,
They're a good size.
Oh, yeah.
I think the record, I don't know if Corey beat the record, but I think one guy had 7 crab, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm gonna be that's crab comatose.
But yeah, that's super fun. So you want to catch crab, or sometimes it's designated one captain's gonna go get the crab, or a couple
yeah,
of crab.
We
or
rotate.
If you tell your captain, hey, I'd love to go catch some crab. Go set the crab nets.
They like to do it on the way out. Yeah.
Yeah, and then come back.
The top of the line cuisine just speaks to how Pete's point earlier that it's good for couples because you have the nature aspect, you have top of the line food, and you have world class fishing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get up
and
there.
And the service. I mean, my team, the lodge team, Rachel, Aubrey, Melanie, Diane, Chef, everybody, they're just so, it's all about customer service. And they just really enjoy the guests. They're like, okay, who's coming on the next trip? And they're like, oh, that was my favorite group. And then that group leaves. Oh, that was my favorite group. Like, I mean, we're just all into the customer service. And we want everyone to see what a beautiful part of the world we're in.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packing up. 833-288-0973 is the number.
Let's talk to Vinny in Carlsbad. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning. I have a question. You just touched base on the fish processing as far as that goes. Do you offer also, does the cannery offer, or does the fish processing offer canning of any types of fish?
We don't have canning on island, but if you want any of your fish canned, when you go back to Vancouver, there is St. James Cannery, and they do have a drop-off at the South Terminal, which is on the other side of the main terminal airport there in Vancouver. We have to prearrange it, and they have a cannery, and I think it takes about 12 weeks, and they'll ship it to you.
What about smoking?
They sell smoked fish. They smell smoke. And you did not know this, Pete. They also sell black cod and black smoked cod.
At the processor.
At the processor, because they're a certified sport fishing plant, and then they have
so
a commercial
license.
So
if you wanted
license.
To bring an extra box home of black cod, goodies, smoked black cod, smoked
scallops,
salmon,
things
scallops,
like that, smoked salmon, candied
prawns.
Salmon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. So far as the canning part, we have to prearrange that.
Okay.
No canning. Someday, maybe. Someday.
That sounds great. All right, Vinny, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. I have a great text here, and it's from Tom. He's calling us from NorCal, and Tom wants to know, great show today, as usual. What kind of license does somebody need to fish out of Queen Charlotte's?
You have your BC Saltwater Angler license and a salmon stamp, and it's all included, and we have them printed up and ready to go when you get there. They're all ready to go.
So you don't have to worry about it?
No.
Really?
When we send our pre-trip in, I get everything. We get everything from what we need for airline tickets, fishing license, your rainwear, your travel needs, dietary needs, and emergency contact. Once we have that, we take it from there.
All right. Hey, just got a text from Al the Sports Barber. He's out with Benny and catching lots of calicos this morning.
Oh, is that right? With Benny Florentino?
Yeah, with probably Benny Seacrest.
Benny Seacrest,
yeah, that's kind
all
of
right.
his usual guy.
Okay.
Yeah, so, way to go, Al and Benny.
Yeah, go get them.
Go get them, yeah, fun stuff. Let's go jump back in the phones.
Let's talk to Bruce in Lemon Grove. Good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. I have two questions. Do we fish from a boat or from the shoreline? And what's the average duration of a trip?
Good morning, Bruce. So you're going to fish, we're fully in boats, and we're fishing the west coast of the islands, and typical day is breakfast 5 to 6. We like to be out of the harbor 6:15, 6:30, and you're back about 5 o'clock.
Well, that's a long day.
Yeah, it's a full day. Action-packed, and your lunches are custom made to go on the boat with all your drinks, refreshments. And the guides work very hard to put you in fish.
And now, do I bring my own rods and reels?
No, it's all furnished. You can bring. I mean,
I bring. I like to bring like my yo-yo thing for yo. I bring what I bring is I bring the three-piece Phoenix.
Okay.
One of those three-piece Phoenix, and I bring a Shimano Trinidad 20A, and bring some jigs, some of Corey's jigs.
But that's because you're San Diego sport fishing.
Right.
And you're a little bougie.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's
like the yo-yo kind of thing.
Sure.
But they have all, you don't need to. They have all the stuff.
I already knew the answer to the question. I know you guys have first.
So if you're bougie, I guess, yes.
Yeah,
if you want to bring your own
but
stuff.
But your tackle is already
and
amazing. And
it is. And we're all dialed in. We have an array of different gear for everyone to use. And lady-friendly gear, you know, just light tackle gear, everything.
Now, if somebody wants to catch stuff on the fly, is that a possibility?
So do you want to talk about the single-action reels, Pete, or do you want me to?
Go ahead.
Well, okay.
The knuckle buster.
Oh.
the infamous knuckle buster, is a single-action reel. It is just looks like a fly reel, but it's for saltwater, and your rod's about 10 and a half feet long. And it, you feel the action. It's not for everybody, but people that fly fish love it, and it is the BC way of catching salmon.
I'm totally unfamiliar with this. Is it? It's not a fly rod, or it's?
It's a saltwater fly. We call it a saltwater
it's
fly
like a
reel
big,
and rod.
Like a 10 weight.
Yes.
Like a 18 weight fly rod. It's like
and
a giant fly rod.
I'd imagine from the moniker knuckle buster, it has no anti reverse.
Yeah.
So when the fish runs,
you get your hand right out of the way.
It's very sporty and very fun.
I like our conventional way, and they have all the conventional gear on there. But a lot of the people that I fished with on the boat, they love the knuckle buster.
Yeah.
It's just a different way to fish.
Is that because you typically
guys like the knuckle buster?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that typically because you travel with fly guys, or that's just the traditional way to do it there?
The traditional way.
That's cool.
That's the Canadian way.
Canadian
and
way.
They want you to use that.
Mm-hmm.
But I always go, no, I don't want to.
It's very... we'll go back to the word bougie again.
Yeah, he's a bit bougie,
It's very, very fun. So, yes, if I answered your question.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
then some.
All right. You have a good text, huh?
I do right here. This is from John in Mira Mesa. It says, good morning, Valerie. You covered the process relating to the travel from San Diego. When I'm returning to San Diego, it sounds like I'd need to allow for an additional day of travel. Could you please explain that?
Yes. So it just depends on flight times getting in and out of Haida Gwaii. We have one flight. We used to have two. Post-pandemic, we're down to one, but we have a bigger aircraft. So some airports you can get all the way through in one day, and some airports the connection's very tight. So coming from San Diego going up, you have plenty of time to connect over to the flight into the island that leaves at 1 o'clock. But coming back, it gives you an hour and a half. In my opinion, you have fish. It's very tight, hour and a half, and especially traveling with fish. So I highly recommend to stay at the Fairmont Hotel. It's right in the Vancouver airport, and it happens to be right at the international U.S. departure terminal. So
and they have a
fish
valet.
Yeah.
they put your fish in the freezer for the night.
Just like your car, you have a fish valet. Your name's on it, and I always tell guests, take a picture of it just in case you lose your car, just like if you check a car into a valet, a hotel. And it goes right in the freezer at the bottom, right where you check into. Like, here's your check-in to on this area. Here's your check-in to your flight, and your fish is literally over here in the freezer.
Right.
So it's really convenient. So, yeah, you go have dinner. Next morning, get up, have some breakfast, catch your flight. You can take an early morning flight.
Yep.
You call the front desk. I have fish. You give me your valet number. Your fish will be on a cart waiting for you, and you go, maybe 50 feet?
Yeah.
And you get on your plane, you go through.
You can, from San Diego, you can make it home.
It's just
but
tight.
It's super tight.
It's super tight.
It just
tight.
Depends on how much you like to gamble.
Yeah, right. If you like to,
if you like to live
how you
on
like
the edge.
Fly. If you want to live on the edge, then you can do it. If you don't, then stay at the
Fairmont. Hour and a half. I think it's like an hour and 45 minutes from the scheduled time. So that's
It's
just, for me, it's easier just to kind of relax. Enjoy hanging out with the people that you were fishing with the whole
everyone
time.
Everyone stays there. LAX, you can get home. San Francisco, you can get home.
Yeah, easy. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Both ways. Yeah, for sure.
And we help you with all that. Like,
we
book it all. We get a great rate at the Fairmont.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's another text from Mike in San Diego. Great show. I listened on the app, and the show sounds more clear since you've gone to the fan. Okay, I'm going to give you an insight, because Ricky texted me this morning. He says it's... The feed on the app is so much crisper and cleaner. And I'm going to credit my friend George at Backbone Broadcast for that, because we're now using a different streaming service called Backbone Broadcast. Actually, similar one that you're using over at SportsGrid, but we're direct to Backbone Media now. And everybody's telling me, George, it's clear. So there you go.
Great job, George.
Thank you,
George.
Very much. Keep it up. Question, what do you think about bringing the family to the lodge? What is the comfort level for women, and what do you think about feeling the right age to bring children?
We are 100% absolutely lady-friendly, family-friendly. When we're doing our bookings, I try to be very mindful of groups. And so if I have, they call it a dude group, I'll call it a gentleman's group. You know, I'm not going to put a family there. And then I have groups where maybe I have families, and like I have a particular date in June that it's grandparents bringing in grandkids, and they're ages 10 to 18. So very family friendly, boats covered, heated, flushing marine toilets. We didn't talk about that, but they are. And I would say, I don't really have an age limit. I've had the youngest angler, age 5, but he fishes. His grandpa, his dad, his uncles, and he did amazing. He caught a halibut taller than he was.
Wow.
They're always only like this, and he did great. Only 5 years old. But for Bill DePriest, he brought from a Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, brought his boys up, and they were like 6 and 7, and they did great, but they've grown up fishing with their dad and their grandpa. So it all depends on the child, and it also depends
and their experience.
And their experience, yes.
But I mean, typically,
as an average, 8, 10
is fine.
Mm-hmm, fine.
But and the nice thing is that you're fishing mostly protected waters.
Yes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you do have to get out on the pinnacles.
You do, and you get out in the open ocean for the halibut and the lingcod and stuff like that. But if you don't want to, you don't have to, because the where you fish the salmon is against a wall, which is flat calm all the time.
Well, I was told just the journey to where you're going to start fishing is worth the trip in and of itself.
That's a tour. I can just do tour trips. I can just get one of those.
You're literally splitting between two islands.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty.
And every bend of the channel, you can see a bear, a moose, a something, right?
No moose.
No moose.
But bears.
Bears, otters.
Yeah, a lot of sea life.
All kinds of stuff.
A lot of different. Whales. We have whales coming through.
Oh, a lot of humpbacks.
A lot of humpbacks. Yeah. Gray whales. Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show in store for you. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's a hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. covered.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're coming to you live on 97.3 The Fan from the sport fishing headquarters of the world. And we're talking to Valerie Hookrich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. We're having a great time.
Yeah, great time and great time. And, you know, time to talk about some Shimano stuff. And, and you know, that reel I talked about that I take to Queen Charlotte,
the Trinidad A,
Trinidad 20A, what an amazing reel. Whether you're fishing for lingcod or whether you're fishing for surface iron yellows, is there a better reel than
that? There's not a better reel on the market, and the best free-spooling single-speed star drag reel available on the market, and the most power and torque to turn the handle is that the Shimano Trinidad A series of reels.
Yeah.
And you kind of could, they're so versatile, you could kind of take them anywhere in the world and catch just about nearly anything.
Yeah, for sure. And as you know, when you get a big lingcod on the line, you get a 40, 30-pound lingcod on the line, you got to get them off the bottom.
Absolutely,
and he's going to get you in the rocks.
You need
and
some
there's
torque.
Nothing like that torque on the Trinidad A. So check it out, the Trinidad A reel at your local Shimano dealer. And, you know, let's find out what's biting in the catch report today.
Well, this morning, the catch report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice, snacks for your trip, 25 cents for your first 5-pound bag of ice, which is a crazy deal, or $3.99 for 25 pounds, as many as you want. That's half the price of the others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents and so much more. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always low prices at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All right, let's talk to Brian Willie from Dana War Sport Fishing. Captain Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
good morning.
I always love when Valerie's in. It just sounds like such an amazing trip, and it gets the credit card like trigger happy.
We like that.
Well, hey, our water here, as we all know, you know, it's definitely could feel the cool down in our zone. 55 to 57 degrees is what we've been fishing. I know that's probably warm for Valerie where they're at, but for us here, that you know, we kind of see things get tight, and it's kind of hard to catch a fish a few days with that water temp. But the half day did see some bass action on the live bait. There's anchovies everywhere, and we couldn't ask for a better live bait. I think, you know, that's all that's in the receivers in San Diego now. I know that for sure. We're lucky we got a little bit of sardine for our halibut trips and whatnot, but that anchovy's really been key for our guys getting bites with this cooler water. So that fish, that live anchovy fished on a Carolina rig or a reverse dropper loop was the key to getting bites for our guys this week. Again, scaling down their line size, guys fishing 8 to 12 pound line with those light sinkers on a Carolina rig certainly helped with that. Some good catch and release action on the sheephead, being that, you know, we can't keep that stuff right now, and a nice sample of halibut. You know, those guys fishing those dropper loops with that anchovy, we were catching some halibut this week. Just about every day the half-day boat was catching one of those. So, you, not big fish, but still a good sign since we've got that halibut derby underway now. Three-quarter day has been down there off Camp Pendleton area fishing, you know, what we can keep, whitefish, sculpin, sand dabs. Definitely trying to avoid that rockfish in that lower sector has been a little bit tricky. But that sculpin setup that we like to fish, a half-ounce lead head with a twin-tail scampi or an MC swim bait, fished on a dropper loop with like a 6 or an 8 ounce torpedo sinker has been really effective for singling out the sculpin and not catching the rockfish. Certainly we've caught some nice quality rockfish on that setup, but some of the smaller stuff easy to keep off and just really single out those sculpin. So some good sculpin fishing the last couple days for the guys that have been willing to come out and give it a shot. And then some filler fish like the whitefish and the sand dabs kind of in the mix there as well for the half day guys. Halibut derby, you know, we fished hard on Friday, didn't see anything caught, but like I said, the half day guys have been in a different zone, so that's been kind of good. So I think that's where the halibut drift trip that departs on Friday is going to be focusing on that area. So there's some room on that trip if someone wants to jump in on that. And just a reminder that you can buy in on any half or three quarter day trip for $5 when you buy your ticket to get in on that. Some really cool prizes from our sponsors. So that's kind of it for us. Boat work, maintenance, and getting out a couple days a week has been the deal here. So call the landing, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com. And that's pretty much our report for the week.
All right. Fantastic, Captain Brian. Appreciate that very much. Beautiful weather this week to go fishing. So why not? Go catch some halibut. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great show. Thanks for the time. See you.
Thank you.
Right, appreciate it. Hey, we now have Rob, one of your star guides.
Yes.
At Queen Charlotte Safari on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Great. Good morning, Rob. Happy New Year.
What part of the world are you in?
I'm in South America, in Colombia, actually.
In Colombia. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. A little warmer than Queen Charlotte right now?
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're always so great to have on and always so much fun to fish with. And what is your take on the fishing at that beautiful part of the world where you fish during the summer at Queen Charlotte?
It just seems to be getting better and better. Like the last 3 years, we've seen an increase in all the salmon that are coming back since the closures of the net pens in, what was it, 2020 or 2021 in the Broughton Archipelago, Discovery Islands. It seems to be like things are going to get better and better, and things are looking up, looking really good.
Are you talking mostly for the salmon fishing?
Yeah, this is mostly for the salmon fishing, yeah. The salmon were having a tough time trying to get past those pens with all the lice that were on them, and yeah, now that that's been shut down, it seems to be better and better. So hopefully things are looking up. We can get rid of more of those pens, and it'll probably help a lot more.
That's interesting. So there was an issue with like a farm-raised kind of salmon?
Yeah, all the farm-raised pens. So when the little fish come out of the creek, the wild salmon coming out of their native creeks have to go by the pens. The sea lice from the open net pens would attack the small fry and kill them within, like, you know, 24, 48 hours.
Kidding. Wow.
So they're having a big trouble with that, yeah. So
yeah. Well, that sounds like that down south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still such a transitory area, right?
Yeah.
So, what's your biggest king that you've ever caught on your boat?
Personally, 35 pounds.
35.
Wow.
I mean, do you typically, I mean, I was telling our listeners that it's not untypical to get a 30-pounder, right?
No. I mean, they happen. We had, you know, maybe 10 of them last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob, if I go back and look, you had like 3 in June.
Yeah, there was 3. It was one month there. It was really good.
Yeah.
I had 3 first month. Yeah.
What's your favorite month to fish there, Rob?
I think June is, actually. You know, it's things are getting going. It's not as busy out there. It's ground fishing's unreal.
Because it's been untouched, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been untouched all season, all winter. Nobody gets out there. I mean, there's very few. Maybe a couple boats here and there go out, but nobody really.
I would say very untouched.
Yeah.
And Rob, if you get to choose, what would you personally go target on your, let's say, day off?
I definitely would be for salmon. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I like, that's my fish too.
They're hard to beat. Yeah.
They're fun and they fight.
It's just a power tilt between you and the fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you fish them with the traditional gear?
The knuckle buster?
Yes, you do.
Oh, heck yeah. That's the only way to go.
Is that right? Why is that? I mean, you Canadians love that, right?
It's just you've got, you're actually fighting the fish now. You're not just fighting a drag, right? You're actually having to fight, use your brain to take your hand on and off the reel to get back and forth with bringing the fish in. With the conventional reels, you're just basically winching the fish in, right? Like, you know, you don't have to always be winching, but with the single action reel, you only have a choice, hand on or hand off.
Yeah.
This is such an interesting concept to me. I've never even heard of this way, and for a professional tackle salesman like myself, it's got me so curious. I want to go up there just to do that one thing.
Try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, with those long rods, is it less likely you're going to pull the hook on a softmouth salmon like that, too?
Yeah, of course. I mean, the long rod definitely helps. I mean, you can use the rod as your gauge as to whether you have enough tension or too much tension on the fish. And just keeping the tension just exactly where it should be. The reels, the drags are set, so you don't have to worry about the drag. The drag is set so that it'll pull out when it should. But it's basically, put it this way, it's like hunting with a bow and arrow versus hunting with a rifle, or driving a standard versus an automatic. Basically standard versus automatic in like a car, right? And we have high performance gear, so you know, you want to put a automatic in that Ferrari, or you want standard.
And what's the biggest halibut you've caught on your boat?
Like actually brought in, I mean max size of course, and then we had one last year.
He had a big one.
Well, it was close to 200 centimeters, so close to 6 feet.
Wow. Yeah. That's a big fish.
This may be totally out of left field, but I just received a couple of texts about albacore. Is it true you guys see albacore?
Yeah. And hey, Rob, thanks for joining us. We ran out of time here in this segment, but have fun down in the Columbia, and we're going to see you very soon. And when we come back, we're going to have more Let's Talk Hookup right here on 97 Through the Fan, Let's Talk Hookup app, and YouTube and Facebook Live. Stay tuned.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's a hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time.
for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBS in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.